Yeah. Hello, I am Michael Kaiton, and this is Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. SCOM is a ministry that is committed to evangelism, discipleship, and leadership training to students in universities, colleges, as well as secondary schools. Today, we begin a three-week series on ethical leadership by Justice Dr. Chifundo Kajali. We also hear a testimony from Favour Mulungu and an update of upcoming SCOM activities. So please stick around. For a start, let's hear a song titled Mbambande, done by Josephine Makoluma. song titled Mbambande, done by Josephine Makuluma, coming your way on Inside Scom here on TWR. And today, you're with me, Michael Kaiton. Now I invite Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachari to introduce the teaching on ethical leadership.
The conduct of a leader can affect his people adversely, even when God wants to help the people. When Achan was stealing the loot in Joshua, his family were not there. But when God exposed his wickedness, his family was destroyed with him. So I'm saying part of the reason we need ethical leadership is if we are not ethical in our leadership, our conduct will impact others negatively. Because leaders never sin in isolation. Whatever you do as a leader always affects other people. Moses at 40 was an unethical leader. When he saw an argument, he fixed it by killing a man and burying his dead body. That's what unethical leaders do. They think they can bury their mistakes. That's very unethical. When Moses came back, he never lifted a finger to touch anybody. And yet he killed more people because Moses had learned the ways of them. For me, I always believe with all my heart that mundu sanga usanka nzako kalantsogole ulibe mpatsi yotsogole. Paguru, pakakala paguru. The reason they choose you is there's something on your life that shows them. The mistake you may make is to believe good by just them choosing you, then you are qualified to do the job. Yes, they can see your gifting as a leader, but have you done the hard work of becoming the right leader? Because if you are not, even if you are given the leadership, you can mess it. You can cause trouble. Moses caused people to live in bondage for 30 extra unnecessary years. And people were born in those 30 years. So people who should have been born free were born in captivity because their leader was too carnal. He was too fleshly. Moses at 40 knew his calling, but he hadn't learned how God works. Okay, you say Moses, I'll tell you another person. This one you love so much. At 12 years, he knew that God had called him. And he spent 4 days in Jerusalem debating the theologians. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who was his name? He had to learn to grow up. Okay? The Bible says he went and lived subject to his parents for another 18 years. Before he launched his ministry. Because it's one thing to know your calling. It's another thing to go through the process of becoming the right leader. Even Jesus could not short circuit that process. God didn't give Jesus an exemption. Why do you think you're exempt? I'm saying Jesus the creator. Jesus who at birth was worshipped. In order for him to qualify to lead men, he had to go through a process. And the Bible says he grew in stature and he grew in favor with who? With God and with men. You want to lead men and you don't care what people may think about you. You can't be a leader of men. I'm saying the Bible says about Jesus that he had to grow in favor with God and with men. Nobody was going to abandon his fishing business to follow a 12-year-old. That was going to be crazy. And I go, Munanga, mwachinja jagut. But at 30, even his society acknowledged that he was a man. He could require people to change their life and abandon their business. So, when we're talking about ethical leadership as matters of definition, what are ethics? Ethics are rules of conduct in a particular culture or group. Okay, rules of conduct. We have got a code of ethics. How many of us have bothered to understand that? Because you haven't started SCOM, and you're not going to change SCOM. If you're going to function in SCOM, come and learn what SCOM stands for. Then you'll be a blessing in SCOM. We are not a church. Don't bring Dongosulagu Mpingo into a ministry like this one. You will inhibit what this ministry is supposed to do. This ministry is not meant to promote one denomination. And like I said, that's one of the reasons we have so much factionalism and schism in the body of Christ, because so when you go out of campus, you still had Christian friends coming from different churches. It was a natural thing to do. We must understand the ethics of SCOM, the organogram, the structure, that you function within an institution that has got a structure. The trustees at the top, then the governing council, there's the NEC, all those committees, until at the bottom there, you're working as the foot soldiers, but you're not alone. You are not self-defining. You're not creating a new entity. So there are moral principles that inform the ethics. Okay? So the ethics are how you live. The moral principles are why you live like that. We shall look at some of those. So morals are about convictions and beliefs. And leadership, for me, leadership is about those who are entrusted with the role of providing direction. Leadership is about giving direction, showing the way. To use another simple term, leadership is basically about example. Okay? As a leader, you're always setting an example. So the reason you need to be early for your meetings is that's the only way you can teach people to be punctual. Be there. Don't just say it. Okay. So as a leader, always think, what example is what I am doing setting for those who I'm leading? So as a leader, you're always setting an example. And why do people need an example? Because you see, even God, Hebrews 1 says, God who has spoken to us in the past through various prophets, has in these last days spoken to us through his son. Okay, and he says his son is the exact representation. So having spoken the word, the Bible says the word became incarnate. Because, I know it's impolite to say, but I'll say it, people are a bit dumb. They are sheep. That's why Jesus calls them sheep. It's not a compliment. It's not like sheep are the smartest animal. Okay? People are sheep. Now, the best way to help people comprehend the truth is by demonstration. Okay? So I'll tell you another. Let's look at another scripture. So people don't actually follow doctrines, if I may shock you a bit. What I believe from the word of Jesus is that ultimately people don't even follow doctrines. According to Jesus, Matthew 10 verse 40. So who sent Jesus? Who sent Jesus? God, eh? The Father, yes? So, this is Jesus saying that when you are going preaching, it is almost inaccurate for you to ask people to receive Jesus because I have sent you to them. The question is, are they receiving you? Because if they receive you as my servant, then they have received me. If they receive me, then they have received my Father. So what Jesus is saying is, in order for you to lead people unto God, can you say like Paul, follow me as I follow Jesus? If the people who were following you never read the Bible, never went to church, and they just followed your life, and the role of the leader is to become a person who can help people to become who God wants them to be. So when you're sitting in that committee, because you are the chairperson, according to Jesus, he says, in the world, the leader is the boss. Jesus says, you're part of my kingdom. The leader is the servant. The leader is the servant. Jesus says, I have washed your feet and you call me your master. He says, I expect you to do the same for you, for each other. He didn't just tell them, he did it. So he says, having done it, that's the way I want you to lead. I want you to be servants of people. And the way you serve people is you set them an example. That's why people are born in families with a father and a mother. So they can learn how people live. And when people have no father and mother, they're called orphans. Because they don't have that template of learning. According to Malachi, the Bible, you know that verse that says, I hate divorce, eh? Go read the context of why God hates divorce. Because God says, I am looking for godly offspring from your families. So according to God, his original plan as to where do people learn to be Christian is not the church. If you read the way Solomon's temple was built, at the building site, they were not cutting any stones. There was total silence because by the time you're going to church, you should already be following Jesus. Daniel was not living in Jerusalem. But as a young kid, he followed God. Where did he learn that? You're supposed to know God from home. Some of the challenges we're having in church, we know their source. If we have tribalism in Malawi, it starts at home. If we have rebellion, you have lived without a father, without a father you respect. No wonder you have challenges with your pastor, you have challenges with your headmaster, you have challenges with your principal. Because you have challenges with authority figures. And the primary authority figure in your life is meant to be your father, rather. He's supposed to model a good leader. So fatherhood is about leadership. Okay? How to lead others to attain their very best. So what are some of the personal qualities of ethical leaders? I'll just list them quickly, and then we'll look at some biblical examples. So I listed only five, for interest. There's integrity, there is patience, because people are hard to lead. Ask Moses. If you have no patience, don't be a leader in SCOM. People are difficult. And Hovuta siyamini mupanga lidi. And Hovuta. Ask God. He created Adam and Eve and put them in a perfect environment. Perfect. And actually, his plan for creating them was so that they could become like him. One day, the enemy comes and says, God doesn't want you to be like them. And what do? They believe the enemy. People are difficult. Can you agree on that? That will make your leadership easy when you understand what you're dealing with. Sana yambe kuvuta ifa ama ndiderera ama mderera mulungu wake ale inundijani inundinani and ama nchimira mulungu amene ama apatsa moyo mulungu arango chotsa kuti chopumira chichachaima. You remember COVID, eh? It's God who gives life. Life is not for sale. Life is a gift of grace. So we are saying people are mean even to the very God who gives us life. So as a leader, have that sense of understanding that leading people, You can't, you know, Jesus died for all people. Yeah? Some people end up in hell. Even Jesus cannot force people. Even Mungu sanga musinde. God will have to respect my choices. And he will do everything. He has called us to proclaim the gospel and try to encourage them to make the right choices. But ultimately, when people have chosen, it happened. So you need patience with people. Also need wisdom. If you're going to be an effective leader, you require wisdom. You need to know kuti munthu amakani suma mba kutusana iba gulu. Kani yosiita. Muka kumane kumbari. Have the wisdom to wait. Kuti okay. Ayankula moche njira guwa. Tiko mwana kuseri. Ndeku kuseri maka kumana. Whether you like it or not. I am the chair. And this is what SCOM says. And this is what we're going to do. I think Zodin has also zika yundine to kutsutana. Nuwangati sisi kudali za yu committee atu. I think muka kando contrary view. Munga tukipereka usandinyozi. Confront people privately. You don't confront people in public. Because by very nature, muntu wakakal confronted, they become defensive. Nde conflict si matai. So I'm just giving a simple example of wisdom. There's some things that your leadership will struggle because you're lacking wisdom. And you must pray for wisdom. James says that, isn't it? If anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask. Give me wisdom on how I can deal with that person. Whatever you do, no matter how much you pray, in every committee, okay? Because human nature is like that. So you must have wisdom, but you must also have what I call discretion. The best example I think about is this example of Daniel. You know, as a student leader, there may be problems that require you to maybe even talk to management, institutional leadership. You need discretion. When Daniel, Daniel decided So first of all, he approached the university registrar, if I may call him. Said, abwana aduza uti muzija zofana, ndakana, undi kwetegezi. Then Daniel anabita kwa chef. Kuti okay, mungo diye sa 10 days. Pasen 10 days? After 10 days, kakauti situ kwa honega mwini, natija adiza uja zano. Sana tenge mademoi, sana mache. Because there is a way you approach leadership. You don't approach your institutional management like munguche zandana anzano. Ana masikwano, kubanda nzero, akatiru kina kwa kwa school. How does that help you? But you see, you need discretion as a leader. You need the wisdom to know what to say when. Even Paul taught Timothy, Timothy, don't rebuke an older man in the presence of others. Treat them like your fathers and mothers. That's wisdom. He's saying if those people feel respected, they're still following your spiritual, you are their spiritual leader. Before God, you're actually their spiritual father. But you don't even have to tell them that. Even one day on the pulpit, in a mono spiritual father, by the way you are living, before God, God looks at you as their leader. And actually, if you read Hebrews 13, something the Bible says about leaders, how we should treat our Christian leaders. Look at Hebrews 13, verse 17. So the Bible says, when you are chosen as a leader, God entrusts you with the flock under your care. That's why it's a foolish thing to be rude to leaders. So the Bible is saying, obey your leaders. Because they have to give an account. Muntu akamanga pempera, taizosa samukata kuda ndaula iwe. Kuta ambuye, mundi tandizi. Chifa secretary nde A and yes. Hey ambuye, mundi tandizi. A secretary. No, thousand namu tuja. Akamgo pempera kwa mungu. Lelola ambuye, I just want to fast and pray. This person blesses me so much. Kwa prepe yume niga mpati. They don't need anything. I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to the school. That's what the Bible is saying. Your attitude to leaders should make them have joy before God. In Moranga, yes, I'm going to go to Petro and Judas. No, tell me. They couldn't have been. The Bible says Judas and Alokuba. Okay, Jesus himself says in John 6, he says, I've chosen you 12. Yet one of you is the devil. If you read John 13, the Bible says, after Jesus dismissed Judas, Satan entered him. Judas was a devil on 2 feet. Judas sana endedwes ndichi wandai. Judas si ana nyemula satana. Just like Jesus was carrying God, Judas was carrying the devil. No wonder his end is not good. So, and yet Jesus handled Judas with discretion. Jesus had so much wisdom in handling Judas that even when you're dismissing him the last day, would you go and do what you have to do quickly? You know, before we get there. When Jesus said at the table, could one of you is a betrayer? Everybody asked Jesus, is it me? You understand me? Which tells me that many years Samakali and Judas, not even once did he give a hint, could Judas is the betrayer. Now that's discretion. As a leader, treat your team with dignity. Respect your team. And the other quality I would emphasize is humility. You cannot be a good leader if you have no humility. Fear God. Humility comes from a fear of God. Know that you are not the savior of your community. Jesus is. You've just been given a privilege to be their leader. Doesn't make you even a superior Christian. You know, we read the Bible, the leader of the early church was Peter. But Peter was not the best of them. According to Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 12, and how many mungama parts and parts of Zokal more prominent, it is because they need the honor more than other parts. There are other of the 12 disciples we don't even hear about, whose lives we don't even know about. Doesn't mean they were insignificant in God's plans, but it's a body that requires guidance. Yes?
That's the voice of Justice Dr. Chifundo Kajali, who was introducing the teaching on ethical leadership. We'll continue that message next week, so please be there again.
Hello, this is Pastor Joyce Piri, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we'll hear from Favor Mulungu.
And my name is Favor Mulungu. I'm from Domas College of Education, doing agriculture and the human ecology. Currently, I'm the social welfare director
for SCOM UCS in the Eastern Region.
Yeah.
When did you join SCOM?
All right, I joined SCOM in 2017 at Chitipa Secondary School. What happened for me to join SCOM is that's when I was joining like secondary level, and when I entered in secondary level, I found that the campus was like with a lot of things. So I felt it to say, for me to survive in this campus, I need Christ Jesus. So I just decided to attend one of the services, and that was a great encounter with God.
Then how did you become born again?
I continuously started attending those services since I was so interested. Finally, I made up a choice in my heart to become born again. I was convinced and I encountered God. So God transformed me. I became born again.
How was SCOM at Chitipa in those days?
It was very powerful, full of fire. So, you know, people were, at least members were so, those people who were full of the Spirit, they were led by the Spirit, and it was so powerful.
What do you remember most being in SCOM at Chitipa?
It was the time when we had a conference. That time, there was a great worshiper who came there. So, that time, I remember it was so powerful. It was so nice.
Now, going to Domasi, what's the most memorable moment for you in SCOM at Domasi?
We had also, again, a conference. It was a national conference there at Domasi. It was so nice. With worship and whatsoever.
Okay, when was that?
That was last year, 2023.
In all these things, how has SCOM impacted your life?
SCOM has changed my life. It has impacted me a lot, like part of character and whatsoever, and the part of leadership. I have learned a lot of things through SCOM, and my life, I'm seeing hope. There is hope for me of becoming someone else in life just because of SCOM.
What would be your word of encouragement to fellow students?
I would like to encourage each and every student to make up a decision, make your mind to join SCOM, just because it will help you to be like physically, spiritually, mentally. SCOM has got praise a lot of laws. So to a person, so I encourage you to join SCOM and follow up, like to be a real Christian in life.
That's the voice of Favor Mulungu, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
Hello, this is Evangelist Joshua Mchenga, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let me update you on what's happening in SCOM. Today, 15 December 2024, Chitipa SCOMAF is having a zonal meeting at Chitipa DHO Conference Room. And this meeting has just started at 1:30. So if you happen to be in Chitipa, you can attend this meeting, which is happening at the DHO Conference Room. Finally, the SCOM Associates Conference in the Northern Region, popularly known as ASCO North, is happening from this Friday, 20 December, to Sunday, 22nd December, 2024, at Tukubarisha Lodge in Rumpi. The theme for the conference is Pressing Towards the Goal, and registration fees are 10,000 kwacha for associates and 5,000 kwacha for kids. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR. For questions, feedback, or if you want us to send, or if you want to update us, SCOM activities that are happening in your area, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again, 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on our website, which is www.scommalawi.org. scom.org. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi. And the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/scom.mw. And there you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM, and also you'll be able to watch live SCOM services like the SCOM ASCO North, which is happening next week. So until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we'll bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton.
Jesus loves you.